I felt like I had to go back and try to dig in deeper. And so I continued doing trips, and one special group in Haiti kind of caught my heart, and that was the elderly that we visited there. And it came up that the person that was running the program was stepping down, and she recommended that I take that role, which was a little bit scary for me, but I fell in love even more with those elderly and just providing them food and medical care and kind of overseeing that and being with them and praying with them and rubbing lotion on them and touching them just grabbed my heart.
So what is it that happens to the elderly in Haiti? Where is it that they're placed, and why is it that that is a group that needed your attention?
Yeah, the average age in Haiti is only 54. So once you surpass that age, you may have outlived your children. You are basically abandoned. So a lot of these elderly live alone in homes. They have no way to work because they're not very mobile. So therefore, they don't have a lot of food either. So having someone that can come alongside them and provide some of those things was really helpful for them.
So I want to go back to a comment you made about that it broke your heart, it wrecked your heart, I think is what you said. A lot of times people will say, I'm going to go on a mission trip and I'm going to help these people and I'm going to do this and we're going to do this. But you have found something different, that it is actually the helper who ends up being the most changed, correct?
Absolutely.
Talk more about that.
I think one of the biggest misnomers of mission trips is that you're going to help. And a lot of books call this paternalism or superiority complex. We, as Americans, kind of think we have it all wrapped up. We know what we're doing. We can go. We can teach. We can, you know, we can fix them. When really, every one of us has poverty of some kind. So Haiti has, you know, financial poverty, but each one of us has some poverty in our own lives.